One of the reasons it's so difficult to pin down the implications of tax reform is because it's a moving target. Different states will feel the effects differently. Some of the tax cuts will sunset in a few years, and other changes, like those planned for the SALT deduction, will affect different regions of the same state differently. And New York is a great example of this. While we know that downstate New York would be one of the biggest losers under the House tax plan, Representative Tom Reed of Corning was recently on this program saying that upstate districts like his wouldn't really be affected by changes to SALT. My next two guests disagree with that assessment. Mayor Kathy Sheehan is a Democrat from Albany. Mayor Rich David is a Republican from Binghamton. I want to welcome you both to the Capitol Press Room. It's great to see you.
Thanks. Great to be
here. Thank you very
much. So, Mayor Sheehan, I'm going to start with you. What do you think of the Republicans' tax overhaul plan and specifically the elimination of SALT?
Well, I think that it is bad for the city of Albany. It's bad for our region. And I think anytime you look at an increase that the estimates are anywhere from, 4 to 6%, I don't know what Congressman Reed's district is like, but here every penny counts. And so that can mean the difference between a family being able to pay that tuition payment, to keep their kid in school. It is a significant economic impact in our region.
And what will it mean for your bottom line?
Well, I think that the pressures on municipalities will be that as people look at these taxes and they're no longer deductible, they're going to be looking at them from a very different perspective. And we know that our property taxes are already too high, but we're not going to be in a position to be able to slash those.
So that's a very interesting point that you just made, that people are going to be looking at their taxes differently knowing that they can't deduct them.
That's right.
Mayor David, how will the tax overhaul affect Binghamton?
Well, very similar, and I certainly would echo the points of my colleague. Certainly, this is a bad deal for residents of the city of Binghamton. It's a bad deal for New York State. And many of the cities across the state of New York are economically depressed. And we have residents who are struggling. Binghamton is a blue-collar town, city of approximately 46,000 people who live, many of which who live paycheck to paycheck. We have half of our population of children live in poverty, a third of families live in poverty, and people work paycheck to paycheck to make ends meet.
So, Mayor, have you, you're a Republican, like Representatives Reed and Tenney, who voted yes on this bill. What kind of conversations have you had with them about it?
The conversations I've had have centered on the SALT deduction, but also from an economic development standpoint. I'm very concerned about the private activity bonds, which are proposed to be eliminated, the historic tax credits and other tax credits from an economic development standpoint that I think I can tell you in Binghamton, we have several projects on the drawing board that are currently stalled, tens of millions of dollars worth of development and investment. And I think that there is a disconnect between Congress and really what it takes for cities and mayors who are on the front lines dealing with these challenges
right.
of property taxes and economic development.
We have to take a break. We'll be right back with Mayor Rich David of Binghamton and Mayor Kathy Sheehan of Albany.
Rockefeller College of Public Affairs and Policy at the University at Albany, educating nonprofit professionals interested in developing their skills in advocacy, management, and leadership. albany.edu/Rockefeller.
We're talking taxes. We're talking about it with two mayors. One is a Democrat, one is a Republican. You know, Mayor David, I haven't heard a lot mentioned about the bonds, the municipal bonds that will be affected. But that could be a huge hit for New York State and its infrastructure building.
Well, I'll tell you, what's most concerning is that we've heard so much about infrastructure specifically coming from Washington, the president, and Congress, that is a top priority. Yet, as part of this tax plan, many of the powerful and successful tools and incentives that have worked so well in older cities that have historic buildings are at risk. And it's going to have the exact opposite impact.
What did Reed and Tenney say to you when you said to them, look, I'm a Republican mayor in your district. I think you're in Tenney's district. This is going to hurt my constituents.
Well, my specific conversations with Congresswoman Tenney have centered on the SALT deduction, the historic tax credit, and
all right. So, what did she say?
When she said that she understood and she agreed with these points, she I know the first time around when this came up, she had voted no, and then had changed her position and voted yes. And she had said that she had talked to the president, the speaker, and that she was confident that this would be worked out, or some of these things would be added back in with in the Senate plan as part of the reconciliation.
Mayor Sheehan is not buying it.
Well, yeah, you know, I think it's just ridiculous to vote yes. And, you know, I think there are a lot of Congress members, they voted on something that they hope will change. And, you know, that is something that, from the standpoint of getting it right, as opposed to getting it fast, is what is so disconcerting. Because once you create this uncertainty in the system, it stops people from moving forward. People are going to wait on the sidelines who might have been buying a house in the city of Albany or in the city of Binghamton. Investments that we were looking at for our downtowns, for historic buildings that rely on historic tax credits, people stop and they wait because of the uncertainty that's been created. And when I hear somebody say, I voted yes, but I don't really agree with all of it and I hope it changes, part of the challenge that we have is that we're moving fast instead of slowing down, having hearings and getting it right.
Mayor Sheehan, would you know, let's look forward. What are you going to do if this passes? I mean, would it help, for example, if the property tax cap was reformed to a real 2% cap?
Well, look, we can't raise our property taxes. So, you know, this just puts further pressure on...
Oh, so that's just not even a...
Yeah. I mean, for the city of Albany, the tax cap is not what's preventing
it's an
us.
Issue. Right. Right.
So, you know, this continues the pressure to reduce property taxes. We are very concerned about it, what it will do to housing values. And that's going to happen across the state. I think that we're going to see that there is significant downward pressure on that. So this is a challenge in a city where you have many people who, you know, the housing here is relatively affordable. And what is this going to do to our housing market moving forward?
So, Mayor David, some of your fellow Republicans are refocusing this conversation on state leaders like Governor Cuomo, saying that he should really try cutting taxes instead of blaming Washington. And I wanted to know what you think about that.
I don't agree with that. I don't support the tax plan as it is. I would have liked to have seen the Republican congressional delegation stick together and vote no. They obviously were split on it. I would have liked to have seen Congresswoman Tenney vote no. And the finger pointing, I think, just makes things worse. Mayors we are on the front line. Kathy and I are one of the folks, among other mayors, that are on the front lines having to deal with these issues in real time. And she's absolutely correct that just like in Albany and Binghamton, I have projects that are stalled because of the uncertainty of what's going on, specifically with these historic tax credits. I've got tens of millions of dollars worth of investment in projects that are supposed to break ground.
Can you give us an example of one of those projects?
Sure, I can. I have it's called the Carnegie Library Building in downtown Binghamton. It's an old historic library donated by the Carnegie family close to about 100 years ago. There's a $20 million project by SUNY Broome Community College to move their culinary and other programs. The institution is located outside of the city to downtown. And as part of it, they've already been approved for $4 million worth of historic tax credits.
But if those tax credits go away, then that's not going to happen. Sure.
Well, the developer or investor cannot collect the tax credits until the project is complete. And this project won't be complete until approximately 2 years. And so there is questions on, you know, projects that have already been greenlit and have secured the tax
sure.
credits, are they going to be available in 2 years?
Mayor Shane, do you also have projects that are stalled?
Well, absolutely. It looks like the project, that if the tax credits have already been granted, that those may actually survive this legislation. We have a proposal to redevelop the palace, and the
Big
proponents of that are absolutely relying on historic tax credits as part of the full package that they'll need to do that, and they aren't even in the, you know, they haven't even started that process yet. So that's a project that could see a huge gaping hole in the plan moving forward, because they're not far enough even into the process to be grandfathered by the historic tax credits.
There is further bad news on the horizon for municipalities. Not that I want to ruin your day or anything, but the state faces a multi-billion dollar budget gap next year. So the likelihood of receiving, you know, additional AIM aid or anything like that is pretty slim. So at what point, Kathy Sheehan, do you say, you know, I really have to cut services?
Well, you know, we have worked really hard to be as effective and efficient as we can. So we're making those decisions, we're making those cuts, but we don't want to be in the position where we cannot provide essential services to the residents of our city.
Mayor David, same question to you. Are you going to have to cut services? And if so, which ones?
Well, fortunately in Binghamton, we too have been able to reduce taxes for commercial and residential taxpayers. But with regards to the budget, cities have not seen an increase in AIM in close to 10 years.
Right.
We have had to make do with our respective budgets, and the tax cap for Binghamton is not an issue because we have been able to successfully reduce taxes by finding ways to increase our revenues and cut expenses.
All right. So both of you seem to be pretty optimistic here. I wanted to ask you, Kathy Sheehan, about the news that a federal judge permanently blocked President Trump's order to cut funding from sanctuary cities. You were recently on that Tucker Carlson show talking about this. What's your reaction?
Well, I think that it is a vindication that this is a pretty clear case from a constitutional standpoint that executive order was going to be found unconstitutional. You know, we have a rule of law here. So, you know, the 10th Amendment and the spending clause of the Constitution, I think that there was case law that was very clear that demonstrated that what the president was trying to do simply was beyond the powers of this president. And we will see this case move forward, I'm sure. But I think that it is vindication, and the executive order, it was ambiguous. It was, you know, to me, threw into a whole lot of, it really was a, to me, feeding the base. This was not just about undocumented immigrants. I think that this, in cities like Albany and Binghamton, where we have immigrant populations, large refugee populations, it really stoked the flames of fear and divisiveness. And so I'm happy to see the decision come down, and I think that it will stand.
We've been speaking with Mayor Kathy Sheehan, a Democrat from Albany, and Mayor Rich David, a Republican from Binghamton. Thank you both for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by the New York State AFL-CIO. 2.5 million members speaking with one voice to ensure a better life for working men and women. Information at nysaflcio.org. Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.